Lindsay, you here?
For the moment.
What do you think you're doing?
You seem to think you know everything. Figure it out yourself.
Well, it looks like you're packing, but I don't know where you think you're going.
New York, or maybe Los Angeles. I can try to get a job with the Star, maybe TMZ. I can't go to the Inquirer without those damn picture servicing again, thank you very much.
Lindsay, stop. Talk to me. What's wrong?
You know what you did.
If I knew what I did, would I be asking what's wrong?
If you don't know, then I don't see why I should tell you.
Good God, do you hear yourself? You sound like every female stereotype out there. Pretend I'm just some stupid male and explain it to me.
Not much pretending needed.
Fine. Tell me.
That's it exactly. It always has to be your way. No room for discussion. No room for anyone else's opinion. Your way or the highway. Well, I'm choosing the highway. I'm not your girl Friday or your maid. I'm a woman who's been on her own for way too long to start relying on a man to make all my decisions for me. Especially one who thinks with his fist before his head.
Are you done?
In more ways than one.
Don't go.
Didn't you hear me? You can't tell me what to do anymore!
I'm not telling. I'm asking. Please don't go.
What?
I'm asking you not to go.
What are you talking about? You've been trying to get rid of me since we met.
I know. It surprises me as much as it does you.
Then why? Give me one good reason why I should put up with your garbage any longer. One good reason to not walk out that door and not look back.
I'll give you three. First, you know too much to walk away now.
That's what you're worried about? Me reporting your secret? You don't need to threaten me. I've learned my lesson. I know better than to cross you and your industry flunky.
That's not what I mean. And Walter's not my flunky. Not by a long shot.
What do you mean, then?
I mean that you've gotten a taste of what we're doing here. The helping people and keeping them safe. You've seen the good that we can do, and I think you like it. I think you're good at it. You can't turn your back on it now.
If I was the opportunistic paparazzo you always make me out to be, I certainly could.
That's just it, though. There's more to you than that. Just like there's more to me than the millionaire playboy the world perceives me as.
Yeah, there's also the guy who believes in shooting first and asking questions much, much later, not to mention making mothers who have just lost their sons cry.
But the father wasn't telling us something, and my gut tells me that it's important.
Then you come back later, when they've had the chance to calm down, and take a different approach. You don't charge in like a bull in a china shop and crash around until you get answers.
And that's reason number two.
What is?
The alternative perspective. You make me look at things differently. Explore other options. I'm grateful for Ajit and Jeremy, but they follow orders without question. That's needed a lot what we're doing here, but I don't have all the answers, and it's good to, every once in a while, get another opinion. Maybe not all the time.
Then why do you ignore every suggestion I make or ask for my opinion every once in a while?
It seems to me that you rarely need an invitation to get your opinion on things, and I never ignore it. I weigh it against the facts that I already know and make a decision.
A decision you had already made before I ever opened my mouth. That's the same as ignoring it.
Not always. If I ignored your input completely, I probably would have knocked Pierre out, had his butt thrown in prison for kidnapping, and dragged Michelle back to her parents.
One time. You listened to me one time.
There have been others. But I'm still in the learning stages, just like you. You're not the only one who has been independent for years and isn't used to relying on others. I've been working, preparing for years to find my parents. Now we're closer than ever, and my patient gets a little thin in waiting for answers.
A little?
Okay, a lot. But that's also reason number three. For some unknown reason, you occasionally have a calming effect on me. When things get heated, you somehow manage to convince me to go easy. Back up and check to see if I'm going too far.
So, in other words, if there's any hope in keeping you from killing someone or something in one of your fits, it's me? I'm not sure I want that kind of responsibility.
I seem to have a very black and white approach to this job. The guilty get punished, the innocent get protected, the evil monsters get destroyed, the children get saved. I have moral codes that I'm not going to violate, but we don't live in a black and white world. Society is full of gray, and you seem capable of giving that point of view.
I don't know. That one sounds a lot like number two to me. I think you need to come up with another number three.
We fight well together.
That's one I can agree with. if I decide to give you a second chance, and that's a big if at the moment, you need to promise me that things are going to change. I want you to listen to me more often.
How about if I promise to acknowledge your input and make it clear that I've heard your point of view? In exchange, though, I'm going to ask you to follow my lead once a decision has been made. Especially when it's a dangerous one. Remember, I've been training myself for things like this for most of my life.
I'm still not sure. A lot of guys promise to listen, then fall right back into their old patterns. I haven't seen anything yet to convince me that you'll be any different.
I'll tell you what. I'm planning on going to Kronberg's other address and see what I can find there. Come with me, and we'll take it one step at a time.
And if I decide I want to leave, you won't stop me?
I'll pay for your airfare to New York and give you a letter of recommendation, if you'd like.
We won't have to go that far. Let's go. What if Kronberg lived alone?
He lived on the base, so I don't know why he'd have an apartment that would just sit empty most of the time. But if he did, we can always get the super to let us in.
You don't want to just bust it down?
That would be a waste of.
Can I help you?
My name is Derek, and this is my associate, my friend, Lindsay. Is this the apartment of Charlie Kronberg?
Yes. Can I help you?
Are you Charlie's roommate?
Yes. My name's David.
I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, David, but there's
Is Charlie okay? What happened? Was there an accident aboard the Montana?
I'm not quite sure how to say this, but Charlie has died.
Oh, God. How? When? Why didn't anybody tell me? His parents, have they been told yet?
2 days ago.
And they didn't tell me.
I hope you don't mind me asking, but what was your relationship to...
Now might not...
No, it's okay. Charlie's... was my partner.
And his military career?
Don't ask, don't tell.
But his parents knew.
Knew, yes. Approved, no.
Which explains why his father was acting the way he was. How long had the two of you been together?
Well, we've had this place for 6 months. We were dating for a year before that.
Geist, you have anything to add?
You're doing fine.
No, really. Help me out here.
I just figured you wanted to take the lead for a change.
I don't necessarily want either of us in the lead. We need to be partners.
So, how long have you two been together?
We're not.
Gotcha. I've met those that prefer to live in denial before.
How did you feel about Charlie not coming out, being one of those that lived in denial?
Well, he didn't. He had to hide who he was at work, because the government hasn't accepted our lifestyle yet, choosing to keep a blind eye with their don't ask, don't tell. But that wasn't who he was. Who he really was is who he is, was, with me. You talk as though you think he was murdered. What happened?
He was found... The belief is that he took his own life.
He would have never.
His XO doesn't believe it. That's why he called us in, to look into the situation unofficially.
No, you don't understand. Charlie was frustrated. Being forced to hide who you are will have that effect on anyone. And the fact that the two people who should have loved him unconditionally couldn't accept him for who he was, well, that didn't help matters. But frustrated is a far cry from depressed or suicidal. He loved his family. He loved being in the service, and he loved me. He wouldn't have given up on those things.
Well, David, I'll promise you this. Lindsay and I won't stop until we know what happened, and we'll be sure to keep you in the loop.
Oh, thank you, Derek. I appreciate that. And if I think of anything that might help, I'll let you know.
Here's my card. It has my cell phone number on the bottom.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See, that wasn't so hard, was it?
Like I said, I'm learning.